plagued a potential nugget.
Just picking up on advanced chess, again, it seems to be a good parallel with the real world, where all of us can leverage the power of the machine, and then it's sort of man plus machine versus man plus machine. I'm curious about what you think about the role of the human being in that context, right? When you have the best machines on offer on, let's say, on the cloud where anybody can access, then what's the competitive advantage that you bring to the table as a human being? What's your take on that? Where's the space for us to have a voice in that equation?
Man plus machine, advanced chess, man plus machine versus man plus machine, it actually turned out to be a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going anywhere because machines have gotten to the point, I'll make this analogy, machines have become like incredibly fast cars.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say the best chess players are like athletes, which means that the athlete in its best ever moment is not going to have a slightest chance against a very fast car.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine that advanced chess once upon a time was two athletes getting into their cars, being able to use their car and being able to intervene themselves when they felt it would help.
Mm.
Now, this would only work if your fuel was insufficient for the entire ride and a certain portion had to be driven.
Mm.
And what happens now is that man plus machine versus man plus machine is just often machine versus machine. There's very little... It's very hard to know when your intervention is better than the machine.
Mm.
And it's so infrequent that it's hard to pick out. And the point is, you may decide that your intervention is crucial, but if your rival is still using the machine, then you have to be sure that your human touch is not worse than what it's going to do. So that has turned out to be a dead end. However, chess has become spectacularly enriched by our ability to work with the machine at home and combine its ability to throw up unusual patterns, unusual ideas. I mean, one of the things that's forgotten sometimes is how rich chess seems now, because the machine has shown us how many things we had rejected which turned out to be possible.
Very interesting.
And how many areas we thought were closed forever have opened up again. I mean, if the machine is guilty of closing doors, it's responsible for opening far more doors than it's closed. And right now, it's a golden time in terms of how rich the game seems. And the other thing it's done is it's made chess accessible to everyone, because if anyone has the world's best coach, if a slightly not very expressive one, then every person on the planet has the world's best coach available for a price. And that means that once you know how to ask the right questions, you can get the right answers and you can grow.
Right.
So the learning process has become incredibly interesting. But unfortunately, advanced chess itself has turned out to be a dead end.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
It's fascinating to see how technology is having such a profound impact on jobs and careers. I'm reminded of my chat with Atul Kasbekar, the celebrated photographer who's also a producer now. He talks about how the world of photography in some ways has gotten democratized given the penetration of smartphones.
You know, like when it comes to photography, it's there's a certain, like I like to call it a democratization of the medium.
Correct.
And it's just become massively accessible to everybody. So on a given day,
right,
your doctor could take a world-class photo.
Yep.
You know, and by himself, aided with some filters, apps, etc., whatever it is, that photo is unbelievable. Point is that can he do that time and time again and day after day? You know, then I guess you'd be a great professional. But why I say this medium has become so democratic is because on a given day, the doctor can take a great picture. You know, on no day can you either prescribe medicine for one of his patients, nor can you perform a heart surgery.
The big question facing a lot of us is, how do we stay relevant in this context? It raises some fundamental questions around how we think about the where to go question. We need to ensure that what we're doing continues to be relevant in a world where machines are getting more and more intelligent. But the interesting bit is that the technology is also such a wonderful enabler as we think about the how to grow question. As Vishy says, it's so easy to access some of the best minds in any profession. The equation has clearly shifted from a world of scarcity of supply to scarcity of time, willpower and attention when it comes to our development. And it's fascinating to see the technology being the giver or the taker, depending on the lens we choose to use to look at the situation. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. You could either look for the content by speaker, or you could use a search functionality on the website to look for a certain topic you have in mind around leadership, transitions or careers, and find specific nuggets pertaining to that topic. If you want to listen offline, either during a car ride or a plane ride, you could find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or one of the other podcast apps.